Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chav Ches Omid Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Shin Samach Hei. We begin at the very top line with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, if you have a Mavui, an alleyway over here, that is Nifrats B'miluo, on one of its sides, it's fully open into a Chotzer, into a courtyard. And then that courtyard is v'nifratz hechotzer mitzad hasheni, on the opposite side, is open into a rishus harabim. And you can see a clear diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 13, where we have the alleyway over here that's opening up into the top of the diagram where it's a courtyard, a chotzer, which then opens up into rishus harabim. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis explains, mipnei she'siv zeh yesh bo harbe pratim, since this sif will have a lot of details in it, l'chein akdim hakdoma ketzora. I will give you a very brief introduction to this. V'hu. And that is as follows, the Mishneh Berurah says. Yadua mi simen shin samach dalet. We already learned in the last simen, in simen shin samach dalet, the mavui hamafulush, a mavui, an alleyway that goes through and through into rishus harabim, the rishus harabim, chomer mishenu mishafulush, is a stricter din when it's open on both sides, it goes through and through, than if it's enclosed on three sides and it only has an open fourth sides. In this situation, when it's mefulish, it goes through and through, the tzarech bo tzuras ha-pesach mitzarechot, you have to have one of the sides halachically closed off by making it tzuras ha-pesach, so it's as if there are three sides that are enclosed, and then the fourth side can be enclosed with either a lechi or a korah, as we've already learned. Here, the Yavor, b'siv zeh, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us in this sif, in Gimel, we're going to learn, in mafsir chotzer, ben kotzer ha-mavui l'rishus harabim. Instead of having a tzuras ha-pesach, you have a chotzer over here that interrupts between the end of the mavui and the entranceway into the rishus harabim. As you can see in the top part of the diagram in Dershu footnote number 13. The nifratz ha-chotzer mishnei tzadav, and this chotzer is open one side into the mavui and the other side into rishus harabim, ke'eser amos, and it's open up a width of 10 amos on each side, and the nisharu gifufin mikan mikan, but that's not the entire breach. To the both left and right of this opening of 10 amos, you have wall. The nimsa, therefore, ha-omeid b'mavui, if somebody is standing within the mavui, ro'eh rishus harabim kinegdo, he sees straight out through the chotzer into the rishus harabim, d'lo hi'ol l'chotzer dofen acher, because the courtyard doesn't have another wall that's blocking him, ki'im dofen ha-mavui ha-nichnas b'socho, except for the wall of the mavui that is entering into the chotzer, as you can see in the diagram. So, mahu dino shalamavui v'chotzer, what are the halachic ramifications over here between this mavui, the chotzer, and can you carry within one the other, one to the other? In mutar latal tobam or not? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, ulai nidon hamavui, maybe we should judge the mavui over here, mach mazeh ki mefulush l'rishus harabim, maybe we should review this mavui, since it goes through the chotzer into the rishus harabim, as being mefulush on both sides. V'yavor bo sheyesh chiluk in pirtzas hachotzer shalatzad rishus harabim, mechuvan keneged pirtzas hachotzer shalatzad hamavui. And this will therefore make a difference, is it through and through, all the way directly through the chotzer into the rishus harabim, oz nidon ki mefulish, then we might judge it as being fully mefulish. V'lo, but if it's not fully aligned, then maybe we wouldn't consider it a mavoi mefulish. Furthermore, v'gam halo anshei chotzer yecholu lesser olav imlo every yachad. Now, in addition, the people living in the chotzer have the ability to ruin it for those in the mavoi if they don't make an erev chatzerus together with them or a shituf mavoyos from the chotzer into the mavoi. V'eichadin le'inyun chotzer, and what would be the halacha for the people within the chotzer? Halal parts l'shus harabim, it's open into l'shus harabim. What do they have to do to be able to carry in that area? So these are the questions that the Mishneh Berurah alludes to over here, and now we'll begin to answer them. As we see in the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, la'afuke, we're talking here that it's breached fully from the mavoi into the chotzer, into the l'shus harabim. La'afuke, kishenisharu bo'o kifufim, if there are walls left to the sides, nidon kalechi, then those walls can function as a lechi over here, v'nyochal l'chotzer l'esor olav, av kishlo irvu yachad. And this way, you do have a lechi at the end of the mavui, and the people in the chotzer cannot ruin it for the people in the mavui. So the Mechaber continues, and he tells us over here, in this situation, im lo ervu b'nei chotzer im b'nei ha-mavui, in a situation where the people in the chotzer did not make an erev with the people inside the mavui, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Dalet, nokat lo ervu l'rvusa. There's a chiddush over here, he's adding over here that even if they didn't make an erev, dafilu b'zeh dibamavui also l'taltel uchad d'kameh, because in this situation, they would ruin it for the mavui. Nevertheless, afilu hachi b'chotzer mutter. Nevertheless, even though the people in the chotzer have ruined it for the people in the mavui, in the people living in the chotzer, ain't ha-mavui yochel eser olav. The people in the mavui can't ruin it for them. So the Mechaber is telling us over here that the people in the Chatzar are still allowed to carry in this situation, if you didn't make an Erev over here connecting the Chatzar to the Mavoi, albeit the people in the Mavoi cannot. So Imlo Erevu b'nei Chatzar b'nei HaMavoi, Chatzar Mutter, the people in the Chatzar are still allowed to carry, Afilu Nifratz Neged Pirtzas HaMavoi, even though they have this opening between them and the Mavoi, and between them and the Rishus HaRabim. Vafilu Balki Bo Rabim, and even if people are entering from the Rabim into their Chatzar, but this only applies if the breach to the outer wall into the Rishus HaRabim is less than 10 amos. And in this situation, and the Mavi is going to be ruined by the people in the Chatzar, even if the openings on both the Mavi side and the Rishus HaRabim side are not perfectly aligned. As is the case in Dirshu footnote number 14, in the diagram there, you see that the opening from the Chatzar into the Rishus HaRabim is not aligned with the opening from the Chatzar into the Mavui. Nevertheless, in that case as well, the people in the Chatzar are not going to be impacted by the people in the Mavui, but the people in the Mavui are going to be impacted by the people in the Chatzar. And therefore, the Kivin Shlo Irvu im HaMavui Oseris Lov, the people in the Chatzar, if they didn't make an Erev with the people in the Mavui, they're going to ruin it for the Mavui, but the people in the Mavui do not ruin it for the people in the Chatzar. Let us see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav. That Pirotzos Sheyesh B'chsolov Letzad HaMavui Uletzad Rishus HaRabim, the breaches over here in the wall of the Mavui into the Chatzar and from the Chatzar into the Rishus HaRabim, Kivin She'en Bem Yosem Yeser Amos Hevu Kipsochem, since these walls have less than 10 Amos, as we pointed out in the Mechaber, so therefore they're considered over here like openings and not breaches. And therefore, Ubnei HaMavui Gam Kein Ein Yecholim Lesor Olav, the people in the Mavui can't ruin it for the people in the Chatzar, Kivon She'en LaHaMavui Durisa Saregel LaChatzar, because the people in the Mavui don't have the right to go into the Chatzar. The Chatzar is a more private area, and the people in the Mavui don't have the right to go into there. Since they don't have the right to go into there, there is no obligation on the people in the Chatzar to make a Shituf Mavoyos with them. And therefore, the Chatzar remains a self-contained area, and as long as all the people in the Chatzar made an Erev Chatzaris over there, this is just considered an opening from their Chatzar into the Mavoy, and they can still carry within the Chatzar. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin adds, V'rod Shalom, right? The Mechaber is telling us further over here, after Legabi Mavoy Isu Lekamei, even though we're going to say that in regards to the Mavoy, the im haya pirtzasa mechuvenes neged pirtzas echotzer, even if the mavoi over here is keneged the chotzer's breach, chashvin aleikum mefulush lushus harabim yosem chugabne, if it was through and through, we would consider that as a mavoi mefulush, and that would ruin it. Mikomokum linyan chotzer lo machmerina bazeh, but that doesn't impact the chotzer, that's only a din in regards to the mavoi. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudzayin, v'afilu bokei rabim, and even we said if the rabim have the rights to go in there, afo gav delel b'mavui posel bokei rabim, even though we said previously that in regards to a mavui, the fact that the rabim can go there, that ruins it for the mavui, ka'an le'inyan chotzer, however, in regards to a chotzer, lo mashgechinon b'bokei rabim, that doesn't have the same halachic impact. The people from the rabim in regards to a chotzer are different than the people in the rabim in regards to a mavui. Bikei bo rabim, the rabim being able to go in, ruins it for the mavui, but it doesn't ruin it for a chotzer. The important caveat, however, we said, as long as the Pesach, this opening, this breach, is not more than 10 amos. And that's what we see in Sivkot Yud Ches, wrote to Lomar. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber as follows. Bein ha-pirtzo shalitzad rishus harabim, whether it's the breach that's going from the Chatzar into the Rishus HaRabim, or bein ha-pirtzo shalitzad ha-mavui, or the breach that's going from the Chatzar into the Mavui, both of them cannot be more than 10 amos. The oz chashivi kipsochem, because if they're less than 10 amos, they're considered just like an opening. Avol im hoya ha-pirtza yosem yaser amos, but if the breach over here is more than 10 amos, choshev pirtza gemura, then it's considered a full-fledged breach over here. It's not an opening in a door, but it's considered a full-fledged breach. V'hari nifratz l'mokam ha-osula, and in this situation, it's breached into an area that you're not allowed to go into and carry there. They no need to have ele b'tzuras ha-pesach, and the only way to enclose that is with a tzuras ha-pesach, a real halachic mechitza, as we've already learned, ukidel el b'simin shin samach gimel sif beis. Then we had explained from the Mechaber that even if they're not exactly aligned, the opening from the Mavui into the Chatzar and the Chatzar into the Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not aligned, afilu eino keneged pirtzas haChatzar, it's still not allowed for the people in the Mavui to go and carry. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cutting your test, wrote Shalomar, afilu mepirtzer shalitzad Rishus HaRabim, even if the opening, the breach into the Rishus HaRabim from the Chatzar, lo ya muchuven neged pirtzas haChatzar shenegdo, is not aligned with the breach from the Chatzar into the Mavui, as we already explained. You can see this clearly in Dirshu footnote number 14 in the diagram over there. The Im Kain, if this is so, Ain on yecholim lasso letalto b'mavi mishum mafulish rishus harabim. Here you can't say that this is mafulish into rishus harabim because it's not directly mafulish into rishus harabim. Nevertheless, afilu hachi aser, it still is not going to be allowed to be carrying into the mavi mitam chesro na'eru because there is no eruv over here. Ukemoshim mafarish v'holech, as we're going to explain in a moment. The aser, and therefore it's forbidden to carry there afilu lo boki rabim rishus harabim l'mavi derech chotzer. Even if the people from rishus harabim don't have the right to go from rishus harabim through the chotzer into the mavi. Nevertheless, the Mavoi is considered over here to be lacking in its Erev, and therefore you can't carry within the Mavoi in this situation as well. And unless they made an Erev together, they would not be allowed to carry in the Mavoi. The Kivin Shalo Erevu im HaMavoi, the people in the Chotzer didn't make an Erev with the Mavoi, so they ruined it for the people in the Mavoi, and Oseris Olav. Now, the Mechaber continues and says, Uchagon, we're talking here, Shenichnesu Koslei HaMavoi B'Chotzer. We're talking about a situation that the walls of the Mavoi have entered into the Chotzer, beinyon she'ein hagifufim shenisharu bechotzer, that the walls that are left in the Chotzer are not able to be seen nearin l'misha omeid b'mavoi. They're not able to be seen from somebody standing in the Mavoi. In other words, from the Mavoi, all you see is the walls of the Mavoi, but you don't see the walls of the Chotzer. However, avalim nearin, if they are visible, so then then they in fact count as a lechi and could enclose the mavi in a way that halachically allows you to carry within the mavi umutter, and you'd be allowed to carry in that situation, that fashion. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, Hainu shekitzei kosle orech hamavi, that the walls over here of the mavi on the longitudinal axis of the mavi nichnosin lahalom besoche chotzer are entering somewhat into the chotzer, as you can see this in the diagram in the issue footnote number 13. And therefore, the side walls over here of the chotzer on the left and to the right are just functioning over here as the walls of the chotzer. And they're not visible from the mavoi's perspective. You can't see them from the mavoi, and therefore they can't count as a lechi in this situation. But if they don't go inside into the chotzer, then chashvidin hagifufim gam lahamavoi. Then you can see the walls there, and these walls off on the side would in fact be considered over here to be a valid lechi. Mikan umikan. They would be considered a lechi to the left and a lechi to the right. And then in that situation, and in that situation as well, you wouldn't have it considered to be halachically ruining the chotzer on the mavoi. And you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 16, where the lechi over here is flush, so to say, with the wall of the chotzer into the mavoi, and therefore it doesn't extend from the mavoi into the chotzer, and therefore those lechis, the two side walls of the chotzer, to the left and to the right of the mavoi entranceway from the chotzer, they would halachically be considered a lechi over here. The issue footnote number 20 explains, v'tama heter, the reason for this is, mishum shagifufim nechshavim kelapei amavoi kelechi haniru mibachutz, because while they're not visible from the inside, these walls are visible from the outside, from the chotzer's perspective, as a lechi. And therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch we learned in Simon Shin Samach Kimo Siv Tes, that is halachically good lechi. We did point out, however, that it can't extend more than 4 amos for this to be a valid lechi, and the rest of the Dirshu footnote number 20. The Chofach Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Mutter, Vafilu im regilim b'nei ha-chotzer lavor derech sham. Even the people in the chotzer regularly pass through over here into the mavoi. Kiven the yeshlem l'vnei ha-chotzer derech achel l'shus harabim, since they do have an alternative way getting out of their chotzer, i.e. by going into l'shus harabim, kofin amida sedom shelo tavor derech ha-mavoi. Therefore, we so to say force them not to use that entranceway into the mavoi and not ruin it for the people in the mavoi, since they have an alternative way to get out of their chotzer via going through the l'shus harabim. And that's what we call kofin amida sedom. We force somebody not to do something that is not at all harmful to them, but would be very beneficial to somebody else, so we don't allow somebody to say, well, even though it doesn't hurt me at all, I'm not going to do you a favor. Kofin amida sedom. We do, in fact, try to force people to do the right thing. And this is brought down by the Mogen Avraham in the name of Tosus. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Ukigon Shenichnesu tells us when the walls of the Mavoi have entered into the Chotzer, like we saw in Dirshu footnote number 13, he says, Umayre Shemuflogim, they have to extend in Kosli Hamavoi, Mikosli Chotzer, Shlosha Tvachim, they have to extend into it at least three Tvachim. But, Abol Bipachos Mi Shlosha Tvachim, if it's less than three Tvachim, then essentially we apply the principle of Lavud, Varehu, Kilu, Nichlus, Ubimfnim, and it's halachically as if they didn't enter in at all, and then we have the situation of Dirshu, footnote number 16, and the diagram over there with a different halacha. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'im ervu b'nei ha-chotzer in b'nei ha-mavoy. If in fact they did make an erev together, the people in the chotzer with the people in the mavoy, v'apirtzo she-b'mavoy le-chotzer, and the breach over here between the mavoy and the chotzer, eino mitzad ha-chotzer, it is not full flush on with the chotzer. What do we mean by that? You can see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof Aleph. He's telling us, ela be'emtza chotzer. It's, as you can see, in Dirshu footnote number 17. It is in the middle of the chotzer, the ilu hoya kain. If it was, in fact, shekosel hamavoy shove biorech kosel hachotzer, if in fact the wall of the mavoy was entering, breached into over here the chotzer, in its long axis, not in the middle over here, afilu mitzad echot, even if it was only on one side, nira kamavoy yorech, then it would just be essentially a continuation of the mavoy. Then it would be continuously going through the chotzer. It would be as if the chotzer was just an extension of the mavoy in this situation, and would be considered a mavoy mefulush, and it would be aser. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, where the breach is as it is in diagram, Dirshu footnote number 17, it's eino mitzad chotzer, it's in the middle of the chotzer, upirtzos chotzer mitzad sheni eino muchavados keneged pirtzos hamavoy, and as you can see in the diagram, the opening into the Shulchan Arabim is not exactly aligned opposite the opening from the mavoy into the chotzer. In this situation, v'chotzer shorabim, the chotzer belongs to the rabim, gam hamavoy mutter. In this situation, the mavoy also would be permissible. However, Avolim lo eru, if they did not make an eruv over here between the chotzer and the mavoy, or alternatively, o afilu eru, they did make an eruv, upiritzas hechotzer lemavoy mitzido, and the breach over here from the chotzer to mavoy is from the side, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 18 in the diagram over there, where you see the opening into the Shulchan Arabim is on its side and not further straight along the longitudinal axis of the mavoy, or alternatively, o afilu biemtza hechotzer, even if the breach was in the middle of the chotzer, upirtzas hachotzer mitzad hasheni kinegda, they're aligned with each other, or alternatively, o afilu eino kinegda, they're not aligned with each other, but v'chotzer hu shel yachid, it doesn't belong to a rabbim, it only belongs to an individual. In this situation, the chotzer would ruin it for the mavoy, aser. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Beis, if it's mitzad hasheni kinegda, if they're aligned, da'idei zeh nidon hamavoy kemfulish, then it now looks like it's a through and through mavoy. The nimshach had rishus harabim shekinegdo, because it goes through and through right to the rishus harabim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Gimel, or if it belonged to a yachid, if the chotzer was owned by a yachid, then it would be aser as well. The shem or yimlach, because he could change his mind, v'ivne batim berocha v'chotzer ha'odif ala mavoy, and he could go build houses over there, in the area adjacent to the mavoy, the habileik mavoy nifratz mitzido shochotzer, and then by building those houses over there, it's not going into the rishus harabim directly; it's going in on an angle, the aser, and that would ruin it as well. The chanal, as we've already explained. Again, unfortunately, this is very complicated. We do have some wonderful Dirshu diagrams over here, but for some of the others where we don't have the diagrams, I hope I've said it out clearly. This is a good point for us to stop and conclude today's share.